Well, with a seasonal offering for you now in the form of a burlesque Victorian pantomime, first broadcast on Radio 3.
From the pen of H.J. Byron, in Queen Victoria's time, came a grand extravaganza, a burlesque pantomime. Throughout the royal reign, until today it has survived, and at the Players' Theatre, they've constantly contrived to bring it to the stage, so the world can come and see. And now, by fairy magic, it has come to Radio 3. So gather round the old log fire and listen, one and all, to the tale of Cinderella and her triumph at the ball.
That was indeed a swift descent. My bones still ache.
Oh, and look, my wings are bent.
I'm so exhausted I can hardly speak. Oh, Rosamunda, it's so damp and bleak.
Now, Rosatunda, don't you spoil the fun. Our big adventure's only just begun.
Why were we sent to this Hibernian land?
Our Queen's instructions. Don't you understand?
I see. I mean, I don't. There's such a fog.
This ground's so soft. Help!
Gracious,
it's a bog. Come, Russell Winster, arise. Get to your feet. My dear, your dress is covered.
It's just peat.
We three are fairies and quite sublime. Pantomime would be a crime were there no fairies to daunt the detractors. Stop manufactures time after time. Spell the evil, cause upheaval. Good with an evil, banish evil. We bring the lightness, brightness, brightness. Turn cool reason into rhyme. We are a real trio, gentle,
elemental as can be.
We have a charm not purely mental.
Transcendental charm is we.
You will see, are we three? Right to excite morality. Daring through, come you through. Beauty without banality. Writing the world's rascality. Selflessly, you will see. How good we three can be.
We three are fairies in airy smocks, fairy frocks, never offend. We are never prudish, we can be rudish. We're about to drive you right from the bed. But soon to be seen, our we will guide us. Green is the reach, you stand beside us. Fighting the spiteful wrongs, we're fighting, fighting with our fairies. Three! We three!
Oh, gracious. I'm spent with fairy dew. I drip. Oh, fairy sisters, what an endless trip.
What is this place?
It's known as Tipperary.
It's no place for a self-respecting fairy.
Oh, come, it's nice. In springtime, green and turfy.
You know it, then?
My uncle was a Murphy.
Oh, dear.
He loved his spuds. For 50 years he tilled them, until the last potato famine killed him.
It was at his wake that our dear fairy queen recalled that in this emerald isle so green she has a godchild.
Ah, so that's our duty, to guard the future of this Irish beauty.
That's why we're here. So let's all show we're keen. She's overdue.
Her godchild?
No, our queen.
Hark, she approaches. Into corners, creep.
Lie doggo, dears. Pretend that we're asleep.
And hear what I say. It's far from amusing still to be snoozing when I have news in plenty today. Now stop all these whippers. There's no time for slippers, and you look as limp as fish. So let each defector be standing erect. We're here to effect a wish. So come look alive, Faze, when I arrive, Faze. Time to revive, Faze, and heed my command. My temper will fray, dears, at this time of day, dears. If you don't obey, dears, my simple demand. I'm kind and I'm easy, like Frank of Assisi, and yet I can face severe.
beating my fire is, if need be my iris, the sun that Valkyries fear. Come rise and shine, girls, come rise and shine, girls, slip on your spine, girls, come rise and shine, girls, Queenie dear is here.
Asleep at this time of the morning, elves? Come now. Be up and doing. Stir yourselves.
It's very early, madam.
Early, drat it. You should be up, Faze, with the lark, and at it.
Perhaps your watch is wrong, ma'am.
What, you jade? My watch is never wrong. It's British made. But come, we have no time for idle chatter. We're here upon a most important matter. But what that matter is, I've quite forgot. I must consult my diary.
Silly clot.
Ah, we're here to find a baron called O'Leary, of noble birth, it says, and then a query. Three daughters this O'Leary baron claims, two step and one by nature.
What's their names?
Goner O'Leary, Regan, and Cordella. The last, his child, is known as Cinderella, because she sits all day beside the grate, doing mean tasks.
That's something I should hate.
Don't interrupt. You always have to chatter. I'm speaking of a most important matter.
What matter, ma'am?
A matter matrimonial, for one who needs no further testimonial, other than she's my godchild.
Told you so.
Poor, humble Cinderella.
Yes. Although she can claim royal blood, traced through her pa, back to a despot king from days afar. The bard described his eyes so wild, his leer, he died stark staring mad.
The poor old dear.
Since Cinders was a babe, her two step sisters have acted towards her like perpetual blisters. But midst all trials, she her tongue has held, has never sulked, been saucy, or rebelled. And now she shall receive the best reward a wealthy fairy monarch can afford.
That's a good husband.
Yes, young Prince Burgundy, who landed here.
Here? When?
Oh, Rosa, Monday.
His ship I guided here from foreign parts, intending to unite their youthful hearts. By his pa's will, this handsome prince must wed before tomorrow night. But if instead he should prefer a single life, why, he to his half-brother yields his property.
What now? What's to be done in such a case?
Well, as tomorrow is his last day's grace, he must be wed. There's only this to say, that he must see his lady love today. He's in the forest now. I've willed it thus. And we'll come here, mind. He must not see us. What welcome sounds my tympanum assail? Those horns must sure announce my morning mail, the prince and his half-brother.
Ooh.
Not a word. Your fairy footsteps must not e'en be heard.
I was a fool to stray. I've lost my way.
But that's no wonder, for I'm quite distray. I've lost all pleasure in this roving life. What have I found? I haven't found a wife. Where'er I've been, 'twas e'er the same refrain. The girls, when royal, are extremely plain.
Though I travel the world and his countries far and wide, I must cavil, I find I'm unsatisfied. I've examined the manner of ladies from here to Hades, but nowhere a bride. Those I could wed have all been unsightly, for titled and right in the prime of my life. For the others, in spite of the mothers, I pursue them a wood and nightly. Their charms immutable, but quite unsuitable to have as my wife. All I'm needing is one of the maiden multitude, with good breeding and passionate pulchritude. Woman tender, can't cope with the cold one, nor yet a bold one, and spare me a fool. it is not such an outlandish notion. I'm healthy and wealthy and keen to try life. And the bride who I long to be tied to can be sure of a pure devotion. She'll be the only one for this poor lonely one, the love of my life.
A lady all in gauze. How chilly, ma'am.
My dearest prince, you've no gauze for alarm. I'm a good fairy.
Beautiful as good?
You flatter.
Many must.
I wish they would. You're still heart free?
I am.
Your lot is cast. Of freedom, sir, this moment is your last. Now, royal prince, bend down upon one knee. Behold a vision. Look, up in that tree. See there a beauty still in slumber deep. Be quick, sir, you can only have one peep.
What beauty! 'Twere the greatest of all boons to win her love. Madam, of all goncoons, permit me to observe that I am the gonest. I'll snatch her from her nest.
'Twould not be honest. Is not her smile just like a sunbeam's ray? Now, lovely vision, kindly fade away.
Feelings before unknown, my senses charm. Nectar, oh, round her nectar place my arm. Is this sweet damsel suitable and free? Can she be wooed and won? I mean by me.
Seek her. You may, ere morrow's eventide, retrieve your fortune and secure a bride. Farewell. Come, Faze.
Oh, Cupid, you have struck. I seem the only girl for me. What luck. Who's that? Dandini, my half-brother.
Sir!
I need to be alone to dream of her. I'll climb behind that rock up on that shelf just for a moment to be by myself.
Wherever has his highness been and got? Not that it matters. He's a wretched lot. He isn't fitted for his occupation. Now, I was born to fill that sort of station. Unhappily, our father caused a deadlock, omitting one thing with my mother, wedlock. My ma, a young lady from Gloucester, met my pa at a hunt, so they tell. He kept her for months, then he lost her, and soon she became a great swell. Hey-ho, hey-ho, my heritage starts with a B, B, B. Hey-ho, hey-ho, Dandini the Biblo, that's me. My fate is unkind. I don't thank it. I know that I'm not what I seem. Life on the wrong side of the blanket is no dish of peaches and cream. Hey-ho, hey-ho, my heritage starts with a B, B, B. Hey-ho, hey-ho, Dandini the Biblo, that's me. For playing second fiddle, I'm not fit. I'm good as my half-brother every bit. I bet a better prince I'd make, too.
Gone! I'll take that bet of you. You shall be one.
I've seen her. One with form and face so fine. I love her. And she shall, she must be mine.
So perish all my hopes. Tomorrow night passed, and without his marrying, I might come into wealth, which he must quite resign. Aye, and his title, too, would then be mine.
We'll have a royal ball tomorrow night. My charmer will be there. My heart's delight. And I will woo her, not as prince, but man. For I'm a winner, not an also-ran. I will change places with you, be your valet, so you will attract the ladies principally.
Me be the prince? This is a lark, all right.
Until the stroke of 12 tomorrow night. Meanwhile, ask all the neighboring noblesse.
And I shall wear your royal raiment.
Yes.
You will obey me till you find La Donna. You pledge your princely word.
Upon my honor. Tomorrow I shall win her, I can tell. You're now the Prince Dandini, so farewell.
If some blow to his hopes I don't administer,
then you may choke me with my own bar sinister.
Oh, dear. A footman's work is never done. Poor Buttons, put upon by everyone. I'm a broken-hearted footman, in grief I'm arrayed, for I worship to distraction that attractive young maid. But I see it very clearly, it's a true tragedy, that although I love her very dearly, she does not love me. She is as beautiful as a butterfly, she's the fairest I've seen. Poor pretty little Cinderella, my coal-scuttle queen. I would go wherever sent to, I would lay down my life, if she would consent to be my darling wife. Though she doesn't love another, it is easy to see, she regards me only as a brother, that's no use to me. She is as beautiful as a butterfly, she's the fairest I've seen. Poor pretty little Cinderella, my darling little coal-scuttle queen.
Where is that boy, that Buttons? Useless fool! Where's my stool, fool?
Stool?
Yes, stool, fool, stool! My gout is chronic, and my liver's worse. My heart is weak. Prepare to call the horse.
Are you not well?
No, I'm not. Oh, no. My race is run. I feel it's time to go. Do you summon my daughters? Fetch them here, all three. My time has come.
You look all right to me.
Well, I am not. I'll die ere long, that's flat.
There's pork for lunch?
Well, maybe after that. Mm. To go fetch the stool and bring a glass of water. Ah, here comes Cinderella, darling daughter.
Dear father, are you poorly?
Yes, that's right. The doctor says I may not last the night. Where are the rest? Stepdaughters though they are, they'll not object to see the end of Pa.
Here's Buttons with your drink. Now take it quick.
A glass of water always makes me sick.
Your sister's both a hare and riding habits. They'll frighten all the pigs and scare the rabbits.
What is it now?
They're here. They're all accounted.
You've wrecked our ride, Pa. I was almost mounted.
Give your attention. And know that I've divided in three my goods.
In three?
I've quite decided I'm not long for this world.
Don't say I've been dragged here for yet another deathbed scene.
Father, cheer up.
And now tell me, daughters dear, since to allot my will we're gathered here, which of you, tell me true, doth love us most? I've lots to leave you, lest you think I boast.
Of humbugs, old O'Leary is the worst.
The goner, as eldest, kindly speak up first.
Sir, I love you more than words can say, dearer than eyesight, space, or liberty, beyond what can be valued, rich and rare.
Don't overdo it, sister. Have a care.
As much as child e'er loved, or father found.
She served this in some theatre, I'll be bound.
My stud farm and my house in County Kerry are yours, with horses. Are you suited?
Very.
What says our second, Regan, in reply?
If she gets more than me, I'll black her eye.
Eh, prophet?
Too much she does, though, I surmise.
My very life I would give for you.
What life?
Hereditary hence. To thee and thine, my brewery up in Dublin I resign, and my slum property in Belfast, too. There, are you satisfied, girl?
It'll do.
Now for my own. Though our last, and not least.
She's covered in coal.
Dirty little beast.
What can you say? A richer share to draw than these, your sisters? Not in blood, but law?
Nothing, my lord.
What? Nothing? Hear me, then. Nothing will come of nothing. Speak again.
unhappy that I am, I cannot heave my heart into my mouth.
I do believe she'll miss her chance.
I love you, Father.
Yes?
According to my bond, no more, no less. I can't dissemble, cannot tell a lie. You have begot me, bred me, loved me. I return those duties back, as is your due. Obey you, love you, and most honor you.
No more?
In very truth, no more, dear sir.
That's done it. More for us and less for her.
So young and so tender.
Young, but true.
Then, this is all I have to say to you. I'd planned to leave you gold and pigs galore, my glass house down in Waterford what's more, and that half mountain that I own and mourn. But now I rue the day that you were born. I'll split my goods in two instead of thrice and give them to your sisters, miss.
How nice.
I turn my face from you in rage and grief.
I wish he would. That would be a relief.
What woe, my veins congeal in this youthful beauty, such a fiend I find. Who can know what parents feel? One's children have a duty to be courteous and kind. Flouted father, suffering thus any parenthood, surely, brother, ne'er have embarked upon parenthood. Treated so, my senses reel. How can love that's true be so unfeelingly designed? Yes, I'd infinitely rather never ever have been a father than to have parental feelings torn so ruthlessly apart. I admit I am in the ladder, but it's natural in a father. I have lost my dearest gem and feel the tempest. Such a tempest in my heart.
Sir, there's a chap without.
What?
A nail?
How do I look?
Too flushed.
And I?
Too pale.
He's someone's chamberlain, a dapper dam.
Merely a chamberlain,
but still a man.
But bid him come in. Although I'm sorely shaken.
This way.
I've made a hit, or I'm mistaken.
Baron O'Leary.
Yes, good sir, that's me.
I come from Prince Burgundy, sir.
Who's he?
A royal visitor to this domain. Here for a spell, he's planning to remain. He's brought a lot of cash, a tidy parcel, and with this cash has purchased Castle Castle. There he will give a ball. It'll be quite a swell affair.
But when?
Tomorrow night. This invitation, sir, inscribed to you and your three daughters.
I have only two.
But two? Are you quite sure? How can that be? Here on my list it surely mentions three.
Till just this hour, three daughters, sir, I had. I lost one very suddenly.
How sad.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
Yes, well, to biz. While visiting this verdant countryside, the prince intends to choose himself a bride. Mm-hmm. And at that ball will raise his regal voice to make announcement of his legal choice.
A die's cast, dear.
Which one shall it be?
Which will he choose?
Why, me?
No, me.
We'll see. I and my two fair daughters will attend.
Baron, the sweet lady.
Au revoir, my friend.
I'll to my prince.
If cold or drossities, he'll never choose as brides them two atrocities.
Pa, don't ignore me. Don't my pleas ignore. Let me go too. Oh, let me, I implore.
Speak not to me.
It's not the slightest good. You stay at home, you ingrate.
So she should.
I said she shall not go. Come, Buttons, fool. Help me upstairs at once and bring that stool.
So much for you, my pretty little dear.
We'll anguish there, and you'll feel anguish here. Let's leave her in her ashes, dirt and dust. Come, sister, we must away.
Yes, dear, we must.
When other lips and tales of dances tell in language what it says imparts the power they wield so well. There may from triumphs they relate some consolation grow for Cinders who through cruel fate is not allowed to go, is not allowed, is not allowed to go.
Worthless lips, in idle contemplation, with no attempt to help our preparation.
Get up, you idle baggage.
Why, what for?
Idling and singing like a troubadour when other lips forsooth. Now hear me, miss, I've my own version of that song. It's this. When other wits and other darts, their wheels and welts may leave, their sorners and their cruel smarts will give you cause to grieve. But no chastising you can find as harsh as mine will be. I'll leave so many marks behind that you'll remember me. That you'll remember, you'll remember.
Stop! Unfeeling brute! Cease this attack, you should be clapped in bedlam!
Who? Stand back!
I won't stand back, it strikes me!
Does it, sir?
Then move aside, I've got more strikes for her!
Oh, Lord, she makes me mad! Yes, I did! Now hear me, madam, hear, and hear aright. From now until the ball, tomorrow night...
Which you will not attend.
There's work to do. And when I say there's work for you. Remember, you've our father much offended. So, till each ribbon and each lace is mended, laundered...
And ironed.
And gophered by your hand, you'll gopher no respite, you understand. So when we call, come running, double quick... Come, sister, we must rest.
They make me sick. Poor Cinders, did they hurt you?
No, not much. I'm quite accustomed to their gentle touch.
I'll fetch some ointment, bandages, a plaster, a poultice.
Buttons!
Goodness, there's the master.
Dear Buttons, without him, what would I do? He's kind, but Cinder's not the kind for you. I dream of one so handsome... who'll appear and take me... where? Well, anywhere but here. They'll all go to the ball, while I shall be... left here with naught but coals for company. Oh, how I wish that someone love me would. For though I'm little, I'm extremely good.
By magic I have come through wind and weather... It's time for love. I'll bring them both together. Be still, sweet child. All woes I'm now redeeming. I'll bring him here. Poor dears, they think they're dreaming.
Oh, why am I here? I knew, but I forgot. Surely I am awake, or am I not? Who's this? The humblest of domestic members, sitting apparently amongst the embers. Come, to discover what she thinks of me, I'll embrace the opportunity. Miss? My goodness gracious, yes. Tis she again. Tis the same face, I swear, that's very plain.
My face, you mean?
quite true, but not polite. I'm well aware that I'm a little fright. What do I see? This surely is a dream. Oh, don't come near me. I'm about to scream.
That trouble, let me save you with a kiss.
Oh, once more I'll scream.
Well then, take this.
I make myself extremely cheap, I fear.
Extremely cheap? No, you're a little dear.
Oh, sir, I tremble. Is it some great danger? Please to remember you're a perfect stranger.
What? When a stranger to my heart?
Oh, nay.
That strain again.
Restrain yourself, I pray.
What's your position in this house, dear?
Me? I'm the youngest of the family. Scrub, cook, drudge, maid of all work, mangler, mender, my home the chimney corner, couch the fender.
Is there no way out from a state so black?
No, no way out. My life's a cul-de-sac.
This gloomy room, of all the lands I've been, a place that's less romantic I've not seen.
Come, Faze. This dreary kitchen looks so mean, by magic wand I'll have to change the scene. I'll find a better place for them to woo. Some pleasant spot in Italy might do.
Now, as we are in Venice, pretty miss, I'll woo you in a gondola like this.
In my gondola so gay, your maiden heart I'll capture. Lady, pray don't say me nay, let's drift away to Rapture. O'er the sea the moon will rise to see my fond caressing. Stars reflected in your eyes, your love will be confessing. Gently we will glide o'er the silvery tide. Love can't be denied when you're here by my side. So let us glide o'er the stream into love's ultimate dream.
Invitation kind, your ardor all obsessing thrills me, and I'm sure I'll find you're far too prepossessing. And I cannot resist when so lovingly kissed.
Well, let's follow the stream into
in dreams the lovers sail beyond the shore. Now, fairies, we will change the scene once more. Now from Emerald Sea to Emerald Isle we'll get. Let's watch those wicked sisters at their toilette.
Now, let the mirror tell its tale.
Don't fuss.
You know, it's most exciting to be off.
I see myself in pink.
Nay, do you so? Pink's for the hunting field, as you should know.
Don't be sarcastic, dear. Now I've a notion to drench my face in this new Denmark lotion to give my cheeks a bloom.
My word, how lyrical. Your face don't need that.
No?
It needs a miracle.
Ill-natured vixen.
Vixen? That to me? Fox-chasing, foxy-featured Pharisee? This brush I'll give you, Fox.
Your brush? Why not? For brushes you need hair, which you ain't got, since most of it is false.
Your head I'll break.
You dropped it. Pick it up, for heaven's sake. Suffer we must to merit beauty's crown. Regan, I'll comb your hair to calm you down.
Oh, comb it. genteelly, let my tresses flow freely, though you might swear that it's very hair. It's not. Be soft and tender with such gossamer splendor, and while I rest with my tresses caressed, sing something low and sing romantically, perhaps an aria from Don Pasquale. Your gentle combing makes me tired, methinks. Pray do go on. I'll just have 40 winks.
While she's in slumber sinking, sisterly thought I'm sinking. If she would ne'er awaken, oh, happy, happy me! My resolve is unshaken, fairest of all to be. Anything I do for her, poison I gladly pour her, so that by one and all I be voted solo best of all.
I had to dream, an awful dream of such a grim occurrence.
It was not a dream, no, not a dream, but merely sore transference.
I seemed to sup a poisoned cup presented by a lady. It was meant to be preventing me from being a belle of the ball.
Oh, what a weird suggestion. It was surely indigestion. For who could be so cruel? Such a jewel for to harm.
I wonder who, I wonder who.
Why, none could undermine you, malign or outshine you. The fairest of them all.
Frequently we disagree and denigrate the other. Emergency will prove that we can cherish one another. We then combine to undermine or rival opposition. We two will be undoubtedly together the bell of the ball. We'll beat them all, defeat them all, and make an awful fuss. No one, however grand, will hold a candle dear to us. The rarest, to us the fairest, the fairest of all. Yes, they'll make such a fuss. They'll be all watching us. We'll be belting on the world.
Daughters, the dear.
Well, father, why are you in such a rush? You're out of breath. Your cheeks are all aflutter.
The prince is here.
Oh, he must not see us part, unpowdered and unpainted as we are.
Now, Chamberlain, announce my presence here.
His Royal Highness, Prince Burgundy.
Dear, we're unprepared, unbuttoned. Go away. You can't come in. Nous sommes en néglige.
Noblesse de néglige, if I may coin a phrase.
Your Highness, you command, and we obey.
What will you take? Too early tis for wine. My rum punch is considered rather fine. It is a cold day. Perhaps you'd like it hot.
No. As a friend, sir, I'd advise you not. With your refined taste, it might not agree. At all events, it never does with me.
Impulsive girl! Your Highness will excuse her. Ask the prince what you'll have. You can't refuse her. But arms!
Parsley way.
I'll bring it, then.
Parsley? What sauce?
Just try a drop of gin.
May master doesn't touch the stuff.
Oh, may.
Chamberlain.
Your Highness.
Come, stand by. Let us discuss the dance, the drinking stop, changing the subject thus from malt to hop. You will be there.
Oh, rather.
Not to mention your lovely sister.
Now, such condescension.
Promise you'll dance with me tomorrow night.
And me.
Of course.
Dear heaven, what a fright!
Your honor, to our house great joy you bring. We O'Learys, when we're joyful, then we sing. Let the farmer praise his ground, let the bitch admire the hound, let the stag pursue the willing little fawn. When my daughters both are wed, I'll sleep easy in me bed, when they're cherished as the Colleen born, 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 the safely married Colleen born, and the semi-demi royal.
Come and be my Prushkin, shanty down the morning, come and be a Colleen born, 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 come and be a Colleen born.
What are these words into my ears they're thrusting?
I think it's Gaelic.
Really? How disgusting.
Let historians employ praise for Helena of Troy. Such comparisons I treat without a scorn. For if Paris came to town, he turned Dublin upside down by pursuing me, the Colleen Fawn, Fawn, Fawn. He'll be wooing me, the Colleen Fawn. So woo me, Paris, fashion.
Though no husband could, of course, be as handsome as a horse, that it has a pleasant side and could be borne. If my husband likes to ride, pick the bridle, I'm the bride. The equestrianic Colleen born, 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 the nobly mounted Colleen born. I'd like you in the saddle.
They should be with one accord sued for perjury and fraud by the beauty they've secreted and forsworn. 'Cause I know of someone who, and I warrant so do you, who should really be the Colleen born, 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 the only fitting Colleen born, my little Cinderella.
Lot. Polyphonic, polyglot.
Right.
But as someone said when equally forlorn,
what was that?
If you cannot beat the foe, better join with them. And so we will also praise a Colleen born, born, born. This gibberish of Colleen born, whatever it may mean.
Grand
O'Leary, have you then no other children? None save these two?
Lord, this is bewildering. He mustn't see that Coalie Cinderella. No, no others.
Yes, you have.
Ooh. Who is this fellow?
Your master.
Your valley, Highness.
Oh, since you are relative physicians, no, don't speak till you're addressed. It gives offence.
I'll knock your head off with this insolence.
Pardon, my servant, it's an honest face, but all too often he forgets his place. He needs reminding.
Let's make one thing clear.
Now, where's this other daughter, Baron?
Here. Come, Cinderella. Show yourself, I say.
Now for this affair, you go amongst a day.
I've done my duty. Hunger I can stand.
Buttons, my friend, please let me grasp your hand.
Is she not exquisite? That form, that face.
Why, he's in love. Just see him. What a case.
I think you're right. This will not do at all. I must make sure she don't attend the ball.
Baron, will she be at the dance?
Yes.
No.
She has no dress.
She has no wish to go.
She's very bashful.
Shy as any mouse.
She'd rather stay at home and mind the house.
Sire.
Silence, sirrah.
Sire.
Your tongue restrained. Be gone.
Farewell, dear. We shall meet again.
Nay, I think not. For one so plainly dressed, 'tis plain 'twould not be seemly. You know best. I too must go.
We'll escort you, darling.
We'll see to you, Miss Cinders. You're far too forward.
I did my best, dear Cinders. Cease your crying.
Oh, forgive me, Buttons, dear. My thanks for trying.
Why they're so petty towards you, I'll never know. I would have bet he might have let you go, but for their unkindly nagging, he'd let you go. But for all their bully ragging, he'd let you go.
I can't pretend that I can be resigned when they intend that I remain behind. Why should it ever be? Whatever comes, I get the bitter fruit. They get the plums. Why they're so petty towards me, I'll never know. I would have bet he might have let you go. But for their unkindly nagging, he'd let me go. But for all their bully ragging, he'd let me go.
Barton!
I'm coming. Won't you now retire?
No, leave me. I'll just sit here by the fire. Oh, my sisters make me sad with all their scheming. But never mind. They can't stop me from dreaming.
Poor Cinders. She's depressed, you understand. But not for long. I've matters well in hand. A night and day have passed. Can you conceive it? Well, my watch says so, so you must believe it. The ball's tonight. The others soon will leave, leaving poor Cinderella here to grieve. They come, and all dressed up to kill, I ween, leaving her here until I intervene.
Come, Hadrian! Goner! Hurry! Look alive! Make haste! The ball will end ere we arrive!
We're coming, Father!
Heavens, what a fuss! Festivities won't start till they see us!
Good! Cinder sleeps. She's sulked since yesterday, hoping by moping that she'd get her way.
Sleep on, you slut! And toodaloo, we're off! And you stay as we meant you to.
Water!
Where am I? Ah, at home, and all alone. 'Twas but a lovely dream. I might have known. I dreamt they danced in marble halls with ceilings to the sky. But when in my did I sit, balls are not for such as I. And then from out that throng so fine came one so strong and tall. He named me in my gown divine, the fairest of them all. He whirled me round with princely zest, my feet scarce touched the floor. And when I begged that we might rest, he only begged for more. Such kindly tender words he spoke, his loving eyes agleam. Then all too swiftly I awoke to find it but a dream, a dream, to find it but a dream. As ever, waking turns my dreams to dust. I wish that I might go.
And go you must.
Good heavens, madam, whence did you appear?
I am your fairy godmama, my dear, and these my minions. Sterling ladies all, we've come to make you ready for the ball. You thought your lover was a valet.
Yes,
He with his serving man had changed his dress.
I knew he was no menial.
No doubt.
Have you a pumpkin anywhere about?
A pumpkin? Yes.
Go fetch it.
Time is short if we're to deck you out the way we ought. Look alive, look alive, look alive, Faze. We must work our magic well.
But we wonder what you're at, Mum.
Yes, we wonder what you're at, Mum.
Oh, we wonder what you're at, Mum.
Can you tell? We'll contrive, Faze, a rather special spell.
Special spell.
Come now, chorus of immortals, come and pay me court, immortals. Come, immortals, from the portals where you dwell.
Here we come, we poor immortals, leave our portals, see the sport within these portals, be immortals as we are. What we see within these portals, all immortals should be taught.
What you see within these portals, all immortals should be taught.
Here's the pumpkin.
Step back, friends. I need space. Feel no alarm. Although it's ages since I worked this charm.
What's she doing? What's she doing? What will come of all this mumbo jumbo? What is brewing? The pumpkin really wants to go. Here it comes. Ah, yes, here it comes. Here it comes.
Nothing's happened. Let your fears take wing. Fairies can alter any mortal thing. To work now. Open your eyes. You'll see that I, my fairy promises, will ratify. All will be ready in a 1, 2, 3.
I hope she doesn't muff it.
So do we.
Soon to the palace you are going to drive. So here's a coach. Hey, presto! Look alive!
Can she do it? Can she do it? Well, the second time was successful. Now go to it, now go to it. Failing yet again with no stress. Here it comes! Ah, yes, here it comes, here it comes! Ah, yes, here it comes!
What's that? A bigger pumpkin. My, how splendid. But that's not what our clever clocks intended.
If you want monster pumpkins to procure and the Irish don't use magic, they manure them.
Oh, silly me. A hit. How inexpedient.
Remind her of the spell.
She's lost her cunning.
Madam.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I've got it. Once again.
There, ain't that stunning?
A coach and coachman and white horses six.
That's really quite the best of all my tricks.
Ma'am, have you finished?
Yes, I think that's all. Now, child, you are ready for the ball.
She cannot go like that. She looks so strange.
Oh, silly me. Your dress, you need a change. This trick is really simple, never fear. I'll make you beautiful. How's this, my dear?
Oh. How stupendous, how tremendous. Cinderella's going to the ball now.
Go, for the prince doth with impatience burn, but at the stroke of 12 o'clock return. For if you wait and pass that time you stay, your finery will wither and decay. But if my fairy mandate you obey, tomorrow, child, will be your wedding day.
Haste away, be on your way, haste away.
Thank you.
I'll unfold my scheme to bring about poor Cinderella's dream.
Oh!
Tonight some villain will be brought to book. So, fairies, we must listen. We must look. We must be eyes and ears. Mm. And if perchance there comes an invitation to the dance, accept. Mm. And keep a watch on every man. And also watch the clock. Now, here's my plan. The scene is set. And now I'll make a clearance for Cinderella's splendid new appearance.
The prince looks sad. He hasn't danced at all.
That's no way to behave, dear, at a ball.
The time has come. Faze, clear a pathway, do. She's coming. Now.
Lady Anconi.
That's French for unknown, lest it should confuse you. But if you're erudite, it might amuse you. Look, a vision of loveliness and beauty. Now, Prince Burgundy, go and do your duty.
Dearest, you're here. Those tales were all a sham.
I changed my mind, my dress, and here I am.
Cinders were born in such joyous emotion, lightens my heart with a rapture divine. Here at the dawning of lifelong devotion, tell me your heart will be faithful as mine. Now that I found you, my arms close around you, never to yield you, to shield you from strife. Joy all abounding shall ever surround you, light of my universe, light of my life. My brightest of stars, earth and heaven adorning, my Cinders were born. Brightest of stars, earth and heaven adorning, Cinders were born.
For at last I found my true romance, my lovely Cinderella. Shall we dance?
Oh, oh, look, he's in love.
Her triumphs well deserved.
You've done it, madam.
Supper now is served.
Oh, good, I'm starved.
Me too.
This makes things rosier. Even their Irish spuds will be ambrosia.
Come, sister, let's console ourselves with food.
You're coming, Prince?
No, later.
Well, how rude. Huh.
My plans have all been ruined willy-nilly by the arrival of that silly filly. She'll canter home and win her princely host with me an also-ran pit to the post.
Oh, what did you say here? There's something going on that's very queer.
Oh.
Listen.
I must evolve some plot, some plan, some crime before that clock the witching hour can chime. That's it. Success is still within my power. If I put back the clock by half an hour, at midnight when he names his chosen mate, 'twill be tomorrow, half an hour too late.
Fairies, you heard? A prize dissembler he.
Our queen, we must apprise her instantly.
The gloves are off. These hands I now put back. Tis time his royal highness had the sack. Now, semi-brother, semi-happy man, disseminate that plot, sir, if you can.
The common buttons,
Bring my stool, for I must rest. Which of my daughters does the prince like best? Prince!
Oh, Lord, it is that old mad O'Leary, the hopeful pa of those two very dreary old maids. His crude matchmaking begins to pall. Success is nearly mine. I'll tell him all.
Baron, your ear.
I am.
Nay, please, to lend.
Anything but money, my dear friend. Unless...
Speak up, good sir. Don't be so florid.
The loan were in the form, say, of a dowry.
I simply want...
The anxious moment's coming. To cheer up, dear prince. Cease sighing and stop humming. I give... my free consent. Which of the two? Bless you, my children. There, that ought to do.
Pray listen, Baron. I am not the prince.
Huh?
Merely his servant.
Huh?
Yes, I thought you'd wince. We changed clothes for a wager.
Buttons!
Here, sir.
Oh! My daughters are undone. Oh, whoa! 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 Blow winds and crack your cheeks! My lights blow out! You cataracts and hurricanos! Swelch till you've drenched our steeples! Drowned the cocks!
I hope they won't do that.
Drench these grey locks!
Why are you shouting, Father? Are you drunk?
Our reputation's flattened, ruined, sunk.
I'm sorry that your pa's in such a state. I merely said I'm not the prince.
Wait. Repeat those words.
I'm not the prince.
Then who?
His servant and half-brother.
Is this true?
Deceiver. I shall sue you, pseudo-toff.
Yes, but I...
Don't speak to me. Just flutter off.
There is the prince.
We've all been taken in. I'm going to faint.
They're dancing. It's a sin.
Oh, I could keep dancing on and on forever.
Oh, I feel the same. Oh, dearest, leave me never.
Oh, the darling man. With love, he's in a trance.
Sly cat. She's nabbed him ere we had a chance.
It isn't often that we show a slip. Oh, why did I not bring my trusty whip? I'd make him smart. I wish him to perdition.
Ma, take us home.
Ma'am, he's in no good.
Ma, pull yourself together if you can.
I am a very foolish, fond old man. If 80 and upwards, not an hour more or less, if my brain has softened in my great distress.
Oh, mercy! You've unhinged him.
It's the shock.
One mere door you gave too hard a knock.
We've no support. I hope you're satisfied.
We'll go alone.
Wait, sister. There's your pride. Other good fish there are, it seems to me, in this rich ocean.
Yes, let's go to sea.
Dream on, prince, of your romantic wonderland. Too soon you'll find that I've the upper hand.
A picture, aren't they? He's so tall and supple, and she's so lovely. They're a perfect couple.
That clock is wrong, dear Mom. That villain Callus.
A 40 clock?
Oh, no, not in the palace.
We saw him change it, meaning to deceive us.
Consult your watch, Mom, if you don't believe us.
Come, lovely lovers. Dance on, be at ease. There's time enough.
There's not, Mom.
Listen, please.
You must believe us, ma'am. Pray, don't be mulish.
All will be ruined.
Tush, you're being foolish. Your precious plan. He's scheming to destroy it.
He's there. Your magic trumpet. Pray, employ it.
Oh, very well. To quell these wild reports. With this ear trumpet, I can hear his thoughts.
My clock has achieved my fell design. In 5 more minutes, vengeance will be mine.
You spoke the truth. That wicked reprobate.
Oh, move it on, ma'am. It'll be too late.
Of course, at once.
Oh, give her wand the power.
Come, golden clock, improve your shining hour.
Now, gentle hands, advance until the time is 1 hour on. 11:59. That shocking clock. That shock has left me weak.
The announcement.
Yes, Prince, I command you. Speak.
Friends, silence, pray. May I, with joy and pride, present to you my true affianced bride.
But, sir, I fear...
No, we have foiled your crime. That clock now shows good honest Greenwich time.
Madam... The chimes! The witching hour is nigh!
Run, Cinderella!
Heavens, I must fly!
Come back! You cannot leave me thus forever!
She's done the proper thing!
She's right. She's left.
She must be found! Guards! Scurry far and wide! A knighthood for the man who finds my bride!
Fly fast and find her! Follow behind her! At any cost for me, step you must take! My heart will break.
For she that's called him, he is responding. He's not a man, none can mistake.
Ah, fly fast and follow behind her. It is not just me, step you must make.
To find her, the prince's future wife.
My future wife.
Behind her.
Oh, grief. Oh, heavy day.
Sire, now you're solo. Use up your time and strength by playing polo. Brace up. No need to be despondent, brother. You've lost one bride. No matter. Choose another.
Oh, yes.
Keep back. I saw him first.
How dare you?
Perhaps, sir, if my girls agreed to share you.
Away. In vain, sir, did we try to stop her. I chased her, too, and came an awful cropper. But as she ran, she dropped, ear in the hole, this darling slipper.
Glass. And oh, how small.
I call that slipper large, indeed enormous.
What do you plan to do, sir? Pray inform us.
Without my love, my future's truly blue. I have to wed... But now I care not who.
A lottery, perhaps. You might consider yourself as first prize to the highest bidder.
'Tis bootless to suggest so crude a scheme.
She is the bootless one, or so 'twould seem.
Wait! This same shoe the answer shall provide. Where can wear this? She shall be my bride.
Try, oh my dainty darlings, try. Oh my dainty darlings, try. You must try. It will surely fit your tiny pussies.
Fine. Don't even mean to try.
Because it would be to try. It was made for two maidens such as me.
Follow the bidding, slip your feet in, let this be decided. Follow the bidding, pretty sweeting, who shall be the bride?
It will be me.
Will it really? We shall see.
It could be me.
It could be me.
Well, let us see who it's really going to be. Well, let us see who it's really going to be. Let us see who it's really going to be.
Try, let the first contender try. Let the first pretender try. She must try. She must try, try, try.
Try, let the first contender try. Let the first pretender try. She must try. She must try, try, try.
And no, Joseph, my heart is all a flutter. 'Twill slide in like a spoon slides into butter. It can be done, I know.
No, it cannot. This here's a quart, and this a half pint pot. Try, let the new contender try. Let the new pretender try. She must try. Has she really got such tiny tootsies?
Try, let the new contender try. Let the new pretender try. She must try. She must try, try, try.
Try, tally-ho, I'll show you. Why, good God, I'm known as Teeny Toes when I am shod. Shoe's a fake, and I'm the living proof.
The shoe's all right, ma'am. You've got too much oof.
Ah, fat heads! My shame and chagrin's now complete!
Fat heads, I understand, but not fat feet.
It's all your fault, you madman.
Oh.
Don't kick me. That shoe was manufactured for a pygmy.
The frowns of fortune I may yet defy. Nowhere he'll find a wearer.
It's a lie, for I have found one.
Cinders! Oh. Ew, for shame. I'll try the slipper, if it's all the same.
What in those rags, my dear? You look a sight.
I feel that this might be my lucky night.
Was ever such presumption? It's absurd.
What, Sarah? Should I break my princely word? Be seated.
Cheer up, Cinders. You've no need to tremble.
As I've heard someone say, I must dissemble.
Let me assist you. Put it on, Miss Do.
Thank you. I'll not be put upon by you. For all my rivals, I care not one pin. My foot, I'm certain, must go in and win. It fits exactly.
Ah.
And all can see that you must be a fitting bride for me.
Oh,
Rapture, it is you, my Carabella. My joy, my pride, my lovely Cinderella.
Say not the waiting, hesitating was in vain. All doubt has fled, we two can wed, and only joy will ever remain for us. Ne'er again for us will there be pain for us. Waiting's past.
Sorrow redeeming, all the dreaming has come true. The race is run, two hearts are one, and from the end we two will ever be, forever be in bliss, as long as I shall live.
I found my prize. In my arms I hold a future gold, and for now at last the sorrow's past. Each wrong is righted, and we're united. Plans may be laid, unafraid. Lovers heart to heart, never more to part. For we know to never be, never, never be. Each one of us parted from each other, life and soul.
Am I awake?
Have I my senses got?
Have I imbibed too much champagne or what?
I'm quite restored. My future now looks bright. All's well that ends well, daughter dear.
Not quite. You can't escape rebuke, you pious fraud.
Oh.
This lovely girl you've slighted and ignored.
Oh.
And sisters, the way you've treated her, you two.
Us?
I hope she can forgive.
Of course I do. My joy like Midas, pure gold all it touches is. Dear spouse-to-be, pray make my sisters duchesses.
With all my heart.
Oh.
Your slightest wish I'll serve, and find them husbands.
Oh.
More than they deserve.
Dandini? Chamberlain?
They're most plain. But still, if they weren't warm as much,
their money will.
Ladies, we crave your hands.
Wait! Though they're willing, you can't avoid exposure, heartless villain.
Fairy, forgive this faulty piece of earth. My nature was distorted at my birth. I am a bastard.
Yes, you made that clear, but watch your language. There are ladies here. Well, Goner and Regan?
Tempting, I confess.
Will they be due?
They will.
The answer's yes. What of buttons? He's always been so slighted.
He was your friend. I'll see that he is knighted.
A knighthood, though the title's not the least good. I have decided now to join the priesthood.
Amen to that. Towards happiness you're heading.
We'll celebrate it with a triple wedding.
Hooray!
Chamberlain, do your duty. Spread the news.
Spread the news, spread the news. There's a wedding here today, which we'll toast in the best Irish style. There'll be fine vintage wine at the wedding here today, till each face wears its best Irish smile. Spread the news, spread the news, for the prince wears today, and to him and his bride, peace and joy, peace and joy. Lord, and record all our doings here today. We shall need a minstrel boy.
Minstrel boy!
Come along, Buttons. You be the minstrel boy.
The minstrel boy for a cab has gone at the furthest rank. You'll find him. The prince is anxious to be gone once the wedding feast's behind him. Some not frequented spot, they'll enjoy their honeymoon.
They shall enjoy their honeymoon.
Now, fairies, here's your big chance.
There's a dear little chant that we heard in this isle. What in fact we can tell, sure as you can.
Yes,
and in ages to come, we'll nostalgically smile. For we know we can never forget it.
No, we can't forget it. Shamrock, the sweet little shamrock, the
three
little teeny, the shamrock of Ireland.
Your turn, Baron.
Oh, my name is Tim O'Leary, and I come from Tipperary. Old Erin is the isle that I was born in.
He was born in.
I am feeling so elated, for me daughters all are mated, and I'm off to see you married in the morning.
Now, you sisters, this is no time to tarry.
Don't think I'm dejected.
I shan't hang my head.
No, we've been rejected, and he chose that miss instead.
I'm not depressed by that, and now my comfort is complete.
Like all other poor scats, I've landed on my feet.
Let him go, let him tarry, let him sit, or let him swim.
He's chosen sisters, we no longer care for him.
Now you'll both become a duchess, which I'm sure you will enjoy.
So in his dukeship, that frost of a boy.
Let's all sing this one in harmony.
Walk in the still at night, when thine poor cheek we're brewing. Of God's the excise man, and ask us what we're doing.
Now then, what are you doing?
Ask us what we're doing.
Those wicked distillers, forsooth they are killers. If you'd be a fit man, let drink be your foe. Just toughen each sinew with all that is in you. Keep your muscles and muscles alive, alive, oh.
Yes, toughen each sinew with all that is in you. Keep your muscles and muscles alive, alive, oh, oh, oh.
Now let's hear from the young lovers. He's on a first glossy summer, I could truly call my own. All their dowdy companions in the dustbin I have thrown.
She has thrown.
You'll still be adored by this passionate lord, where you're dressed quite unsightly to see.
Unsightly to see.
But bedecked as you are fairer by far than the rare Aphrodite to me.
Well, you villain Dandini, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm the most ashamed of fellas for the villain I have been. But still I'm feeling jealous and I'm wearing an agree. Life is not worth living when I think what might have been. But I hope you'll be forgiving because I'm wearing an agree.
Yes, I hope you'll be forgiving.
Of course we forgive you, don't we, Cinderella? Of course we do. Dandini boy, though you behaved uncivilly to my adored one more than once or twice, I must confess I'll owe it to you privily. You are, or could be,
And so we end our Christmas pantomime, our wondrous fairy tale in song and rhyme. And your announcer has been having fun with those quotations, rhymes, and the odd pun. But inspiration never seems to last, so perhaps I'd better just read out the cast, who were in order of appearance. Three fairies, the Mrs. Anne Jameson, Jane Leonard, and Julia Sutton. Their fairy queen, Miss Patricia Routledge. Prince Edgar Burgundy, Mr. Clifton Todd, and his half-brother Edmondo Dandini, Mr. Alec Bragonzi. Mick Buttons was played by Mr. David Lerner. Baron O'Leary, Mr. John Turner. His three daughters, Cordella, nicknamed Cinderella, Miss Jenny Wren, and Gonna and Regan O'Leary, Mesdames Anne Beach and Dillis Lay. And the Prince's Chamberlain, Mr. Edward de Souza. Cinderella, a new and original burlesque Christmas pantomime, was written by H.J. Byron and first performed in 1860 and constantly revived at the Players' Theatre, London. Adaptation and additional lyrics by Messrs. Maurice Browning, Dennis Martin and Reginald Woolley. Music selected by Mr. Martin from the works of Balfe, Donizetti, Mozart, Offenbach, Ponchielli, Rossini, Schubert, Verdi, Wagner, Weber, and traditional Irish airs. The musical arrangements were by Mr. Geoffrey Braun, who presided at the grand pianoforte and other mechanical marvels. The entirely new stage machinery and special effects were by Mr. Alec Hale Munro and Madame Susan Templeman and Anna McDonough, ably assisted by Miss Tracy Neal. The entire production was under the direction of Messrs. Ian Cotterill and Christopher de Souza. And so, at last, we bring our pantomime to a conclusion. And Cinderella's found her way through all this great confusion. The cast has gone, the curtain's down. We've closed the grand piano. We trust that you've enjoyed this piece of Old Victoriana.